Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 7th of April 2024. Original date, 1st of March 1999. Title: True Holy is to become completely pure and to harmonize sanskars. Today, Bap Dada was seeing his holiest and highest children everywhere. Is there any soul in this world who is higher and more elevated than you children? You are the children of the Highest on High Father. Go around the whole cycle and see whether you can find anyone with a higher status. When you are rulers, is there anyone who has a greater kingdom than yours? With regard to how much you are worshipped and praised, is there anyone who is worshipped to the same extent and in the correct manner? The wonderful secret of the drama is that you elevated souls in your living forms at this time know and are also aware of your worthy of worship form on the basis of knowledge. On the one side, there are you living souls, and on the other side, there are your non-living images of your worthy of worship forms. You can see your worthy of worship forms, can you not? Can you see them? You exist in both your non-living worthy of worship forms and your living forms. This is such a wonderful play. With regard to your kingdom, the kingdom that you have is free from obstacles throughout the whole cycle. Only you souls have such an unshakable and immovable kingdom. Many become kings, but you emperors of the world and the royal family of the emperors of the world are the most elevated of all. So, you are the highest in the kingdom, and you are also the highest in your worthy of worship form. Now, at the confluence age, you have a right to be given your inheritance from God. You have a right to celebrate a meeting with God, and you have a right to receive God's love. Does anyone else become a soul in God's family? Only you become this, do you not? Have you become this, or are you yet to become this? You have now become this. You are now claiming your inheritance and becoming complete, and are about to return home with the Father. The happiness of the confluence age, the attainments of the confluence age, and the time of the confluence age are very beautiful, are they not? They are very lovely. Your time of the confluence age is lovelier than your time of ruling, is it not? Is this lovelier, or do you want to go there quickly? In that case, why do you ask Baba when destruction will take place? You are still wondering when destruction is going to take place, and what will happen, and where you will be at that time. Bap Dada says, wherever you are, if you are in remembrance of Baba, you will be with the Father. Whether you are with the Father in your corporeal or your subtle forms, nothing will happen to you. You were told a story in the days of Sakar Baba, were you not? Do you remember the story? What happened to the kittens while they were in the furnace? They remained safe, did they not? Or were they burnt? They all remained safe. So when you children are with the Father, you remain safe. If your intellects are engaged elsewhere, you will be affected by that. You will be influenced in some way or other. However, when you are combined with the Father, you cannot be alone for even one second. You will remain safe. Sometimes, whilst working, you consider yourselves to be alone. You exclaim, "What can I do? I'm all alone. I have so much work to do." You become tired. So, why do you not make the Father your companion? You want to make someone with two arms your companion. Why do you not make the one with 1,000 arms your companion? Who could give you greater cooperation, the one with 1,000 arms or someone with 2 arms? The Brahma Kumars and Kumaris of the confluence age cannot be alone. It is just that you become so busy in serving and doing karma yoga that you forget to take Baba's company and thus become tired. Then, when you feel tired, you remember Baba and ask, "What can I do now?" Don't become tired. Bapdada has come to give you his constant company as you wake up, get up, perform actions, do service, and when you go to sleep. Father Brahma became avyakt in order to give all of you cooperation. The avyakt form's speed of cooperation is a lot faster than that of the corporeal form. This is why Father Brahma changed his abode. The Father Shiv and Father Brahma are both constantly ready to give you their cooperation. As soon as you remember Baba, you experience his cooperation. However, you always only remember service, just service and more service. You put the Father aside and make him observe everything from there. Therefore, the Father just watches everything as the detached observer and sees to what extent you are able to do everything on your own. However, you have to still come back here, so don't leave Baba's company. Keep Baba tied to you as your right and with the subtle thread of your love. Because this thread becomes a little loose, your love becomes slack and you put your rights out of your awareness. Don't do this anymore. The Almighty Authority is offering you his company. So do you ever receive such an offer throughout the rest of the whole cycle? You do not, do you? So Bapdada continues to watch everything as the detached observer to see to what extent you are able to do everything by yourself. Therefore, keep your happiness and fortune of the confluence age emerged. Because you are busy, your intellects remain busy elsewhere, and your awareness of that also becomes merged. Consider this. If you were asked whether you remember the Father or whether you forget him throughout the day, what would you reply? No, it is right to say that you remember him. However, does your remembrance of him emerge, or does it remain merged? What is your stage? Is your stage that of emerged awareness or merged awareness? What is the difference between the two? So why is your remembrance not of the emerged awareness? The intoxication, power, cooperation, and success you receive when your remembrance is emerged is very great. You shouldn't be able to forget to remember Baba, because your relationship with him is not just of this one birth. Even though Father Shiv is not with you in the golden age, you would still have the same relationship, would you not? So it is right that you cannot forget the Father. Yes, it's true that sometimes you may become influenced by some obstacle and may forget Baba. However, when you are in your natural stage, you don't forget Baba, but your remembrance becomes merged. This is why Bap Dada tells you to check yourselves again and again to see whether you experience Baba's company in emerged form or an emerged form. You do have love for Baba. Can your love be broken? Can it be broken? Yes or no? It cannot break, can it? So, since your love cannot break, take the benefit of that love. Learn how to take this benefit. Bap Dada sees that it is this love that has made you belong to the Father. It is this love that makes you into residents of Madhuban. No matter what your circumstances are at your own place, no matter how much effort you make there, you still come to Madhuban. Bap Dada knows and can see that, because of the iron-aged circumstances, many children find it very difficult to buy a ticket. However, their love makes them come here. It is like this, is it not? You reach here because of your love for Baba, but these circumstances continue to increase day by day. The Lord is pleased with an honest heart, but you do also receive physical cooperation from somewhere or other in one form or another. Whether you are double foreigners or whether you reside in Bharat, your love for Baba enables you to go across any barrier of circumstances. It is like this, is it not? Look at your own centres and you can see such children. They leave here wondering whether they'll be able to come here next year or not. Although they wonder whether they'll be able to come here next year or not, they do come here. This is the proof of their love. Acha. Today you celebrated Holi. Did you celebrate Holi? Bap Dada is seeing the Holi swans who are celebrating Holi. All of you children have the same title, the holiest. From the Copper Age onwards, no righteous or great soul has made everyone else the holiest. They themselves become holy, but they do not make their followers or their companions the holiest or pure. Whereas here, purity is the main basis of your Brahmin life. From the Copper Age onwards, no righteous or great soul has made everyone else the holiest. They themselves become holy, but they do not make their followers or their companions the holiest or pure. Whereas here, purity is the main basis of your Brahmin life. What is your study? Your slogan is, Be holy, be yogi. You have this slogan, do you not? Purity is your greatness. Purity is the basis of your yogi life. Sometimes children, whilst moving along, if you experience some impurity in your mind, if you have wasteful or negative thoughts about others, then no matter how much you want to have powerful yoga, you are not able to have this. If there is even the slightest trace of impurity in your thoughts, then just as day and night cannot stay together, so too, because of that trace of impurity, you cannot have the remembrance of the pure Father as he is and what he is. This is why Bapdada repeatedly draws your attention to purity at the present time. Up to a short time ago, Baba would only signal you about impurity in action. However, now that the time of the finale is coming closer, even the slightest trace of impurity in your thoughts will deceive you. Therefore, purity is completely essential in everything, in your thoughts, words, actions, connections, and relationships. Just because your thoughts are not apparent, your mind must not become slack about this. Your thoughts can be very deceitful to you. In order to experience the internal inheritance of Brahmin life, which is to be constantly an embodiment of happiness and peace, and to have contentment in your mind, you need to have purity in your mind. To make yourself happy with external facilities or by doing service is to deceive yourself. Bapdada sees that children sometimes deceive themselves on this basis by considering themselves to be very good and happy. They continue to deceive themselves. This is also a deep secret. Baba is the bestower and you are the children of the bestower. Sometimes your service is not yukti-yukt, but mixed. Some of it is accomplished with remembrance and some of it is accomplished on the basis of your external facilities and your happiness. It is not from your heart, but from your head. Then, since the Father is the bestower, you also receive the practical fruit of your service. You become happy and think that, because your service was very good, you have received the fruit of that. However, you don't experience that happiness all the time. Your mind is unable to experience contentment, nor can your stage remain powerfully yog-yukt. You deprive yourself of this experience. It isn't that you don't receive anything. You definitely do receive something or other, but you are unable to accumulate anything. You eat and finish whatever you earn. This is why you should pay attention to this. You serve very well, and so you receive very good fruit for that. However, if you simply eat and finish it all, what do you accumulate? You do good service very well and have a good result, but you don't accumulate any fruit of the service you do. The way to accumulate the fruit is to have purity in your thoughts, words, and actions. Your foundation is purity. In service too, the foundation is purity. Let it be clean and clear. Let there be no other motives within it. There has to be purity in your motives and your feelings. Holy means purity and to burn all impurity. This is why during Holy, people first burn and then celebrate. You become pure and celebrate the harmonization of your sanskars. Holy means to burn and to celebrate. When people of the world outside meet, they embrace one another. Whereas here, you have an auspicious meeting and harmonize your sanskars. So, did you celebrate Holy in this way? Or did you just dance and sprinkle rose water? That is good. You may celebrate as much as you want. Babdada is pleased to see you sprinkling as much rose water as you want. You may also dance, but dance constantly. Don't just dance for 5 to 10 minutes. To spread the vibrations of virtues over one another is to sprinkle rose water. You know what you have to burn. You continue to burn this, and you are even now burning it. Every year you raise your hands to say that you have a determined thought. Babdada is pleased to see that at least you stay courageous. So Babdada congratulates you for your courage. To stay courageous is the first step. However, what is Babdada's pure desire? Do not look at the date. Don't wonder whether it's going to happen in 2000, 2001, or 2005. Okay, you may not become ever ready. Babdada allows you this. But you must remember that you need those sanskars for a long period of time, do you not? When you speak of this, you say that the effort you make for a long period of time enables the kingdom you claim to last for a long period of time. Do the determined actions you do last for a long period of time? Or are they just temporary? In which column would you put them? It would be of a temporary period. The Father is imperishable, but what inheritance do you claim from Him? That of a temporary period. So, would you like this? You would not, would you? Therefore, don't worry about how long a long period lasts for. The more you practice this over a long period of time, the less you will be deceived at the end. If you don't practice this, you deprive yourself of the present happiness and the elevated stage of a long period of time. So, what must you do? If you are waiting for the date, stop waiting and start preparing. Prepare yourselves for a long period of time. You have to make the date. Time is ever ready, even now. Even tomorrow it could do what it wants. However, time is waiting for you. As soon as you become ready, the curtains of time will open. Time is still waiting for you. You masters of the kingdom are ready, are you not? The throne should not remain unoccupied, should it? What could a world emperor sitting alone on the throne do by himself? Would that seem right? he would need all of his royal family and subjects. The master of the kingdom cannot just sit by himself on the throne. He would be wondering where his royal family is. This is why Bab Dada has the one pure desire that all of you children, whether old or new, who call yourselves Brahma Kumars or Kumaris, whether you are residents of Madhuban, residents of Bharat, or foreigners, each of you children should practice this for a long period of time so that you claim your right to your kingdom for a long period of time, not just for some time. Do you like this? You may clap with one hand. Those sitting at the back are very clever. They are listening with attention. Bab Dada can see those sitting at the back as clearly as if they were sitting in front of him. Those sitting at the front are at the front anyway. The ones sitting below in the meditation hall are the crown on Baba's head. They are also clapping. Those sitting below will receive the fortune of their renunciation. You have received the fortune of sitting personally in front of Baba, face to face with Baba, whereas they are accumulating their fortune of renunciation. Acha, do all of you like this one desire Bab Dada has? So what will Baba see next year? You have the determined thought that you will be raising your hands next year too. You may raise your hand. You may even raise two hands. But each of you must also raise the hand of your mind. Raise your hand of determined thought for all time. Bab Dada wants to see the jewel of complete purity sparkling on each one's forehead. He wants to see purity sparkling in your eyes. He wants to see the stars of both eyes sparkling with the sparkle of spirituality. He wants to hear sweetness and the speciality of your invaluable words. He wants to see constant contentment and humility in your actions. Let there be constant good wishes in your feelings and a constant attitude of brotherhood in your motives. Let the halo of an angel's light be constantly visible around your head. To be able to see this means it should be experienced. Bab Dada wants to see you as such adorned images. Only such images will be the most elevated souls and worthy of worship. Those people will create non-living images of you, but the Father wants to see you become this in your living forms. Acha. To all the children everywhere, to the close and constant companions who stay constantly with the Father, to those who make effort over a long period of time and claim their rights of the confluence age and the future kingdom for a long period of time, to such sensible souls who constantly keep themselves adorned with the virtues and powers, to the souls who are the lamps of the Father's hopes, to those who are constantly stable in the holiest and highest stage, to the extremely lovely souls who are equal to the Father, Bab Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. To all the children of this land and abroad who are sitting far away and yet experiencing themselves to be in front of Bab Dada, lots and lots and lots of love and remembrance from Bab Dada. Blessing. May you be a master creator who makes the Father your teacher instead of making time your teacher. Some children have enthusiasm for doing service, but they do not pay attention to having an attitude of disinterest. They are careless about this. It is fine, this happens, dot, dot, dot. It will happen, dot, dot, dot. It will be fine when the time comes. To think in this way means to make time your teacher. Those children try to reassure the father. Don't worry, everything will be fine when the time comes. We will do it. We will move forward. However, you are master creators, and time is your creation. It does not suit you master creators to make creation your teacher. Slogan: the return of the Father's sustenance is to be cooperative in the transformation of yourself and of everyone else. Om Shanti.